Biden campaign looks to retake Florida after severe Democrat setbacks. By Wendell Hussebo on May 22, 2023. President Joe Biden's presidential campaign began in recent weeks to organize an initiative to reboot the Democrat Party's chances of reclaiming the state of Florida after its severe shellacking in recent elections. The campaign, which lacked initial fundraising and enthusiasm, began focusing on Florida in an attempt to put the state back into play in the 2024 presidential campaign, CNN reported Monday. In recent election cycles, Florida voters roundly rejected the Democrat Party's platform by electing Republicans in nearly all statewide races and the vast majority of the state's congressional seats, 20-8. The Democrats' past performances in Florida came up short in 2016, 2018, 2020, and most recently in 2022, when recent state redistricting efforts helped Republicans dominate congressional races. Successful Republican voter registration efforts over the past 4 years also impacted the state's transition from a purple to a solid red state. Watch, finish with job? Biden's 2024 announcement lists no accomplishments, attacks MAGA extremists. To overcome the Democrats' challenges, the Biden campaign began laying groundwork throughout the state. It invested money and various resources, along with coordinating with the Democratic National Committee to place a staffer in Tallahassee. In addition, the campaign is arranging with donors to hold a rally for Biden before the end of June. Biden's previous visit to Florida was in February when he spoke about Social Security and Medicare. In the 1970s, then-Senator Biden introduced legislation that would sunset all federal programs, including Social Security. Biden aides are also hoping the president will benefit in Florida not just from the contrast with Republicans, but from his own agenda, CNN reported. During the past month, Biden refused to cut wasteful spending in negotiations with House Republicans over proposed legislation to fund the federal government. House Republicans argued the cuts are necessary due to the president's systemic inflation. In May, Biden lifted Trump-era Title 42 and opposed Republicans' H.R. 2, legislation that would codify some of former President Trump's strictest border policies. A record high number of migrant crossings occurred since Biden's management of the southern border. Biden's agenda appears unpopular with Floridians. Only 53% view Biden either somewhat or very unfavorably, a recent poll in May found. 54% of independents share that view as well. In addition, former President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis are lead Biden in a hypothetical matchup in the Sunshine State. Related, Clyburn. Biden shifted primary schedule to avoid situation that caused LBJ to drop out. New Hampshire voters don't care about his pet issues. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.